A crowd gathers around a discarded food heap about the size of a motel swimming pool. A tractor scoops up the scraps and places them on a conveyor belt, where workers will pick out plastic utensils, bags, and other non-digestible waste. This discarded food is on its way to becoming methane gas, which will be burned for electricity.
My name is Patty Garbarino, and I am the president of Marin Sanitary Service, Marin Recycling, and Marin Resource Recovery Center.
Garbarino says this project is the first of its kind in that it's a partnership between her private business and a public agency, Central Marin Sanitation, which processes wastewater for about 12,000 people.
We, as the private hauler, pick the material up from different restaurants and cafeterias, process the material, take out contaminants, bring it to the Central Marin Sanitation Agency, where they derive methane from it in their digester.
The project officially launched yesterday after a pilot phase of about 5 years. It's part of the county's goal to combat climate change and cut its overall waste to nothing by 2025. While it takes some investment up front, Garbarino says it's cost-effective, too.
It's a bit more labor. It'll increase jobs. Yay, great. But it's a cost savings overall.
How's that? By creating essentially free electricity that the public doesn't have to pay for.
A wastewater treatment plant uses huge amount of energy. It's probably the biggest energy user in, say, the county, because you're pumping so much water, right?
Michael Cohen teaches biology at Sonoma State University and worked on a similar project in Santa Rosa.
And so anything you can do to offset the cost makes a lot of sense, especially since it's concentrated on site.
Treatment plants do this anyway, using hosts of microbes to chew up solid wastes. Those microbes spit out gases like methane and carbon dioxide. Cohen says adding unused food to the mix helps produce a lot more energy.
You know, we've already kind of extracted energy out of that stuff, right? If we take in food, we extract energy. Food waste is that stuff before any organism's extracted the energy out of it. So it's several times more energetic than typical, say, biosolids or cow manure.
In fact, adding food scrap from local businesses has allowed Central Marin Sanitation to double its electricity production. It's now almost entirely off-grid. As the agency's general manager, Jason Dow, shows off the anaerobic digesters, he says they're only running at a fraction of their potential.
And we have enough capacity to receive about 109 tons of commercial food waste. And we're receiving about, 3.5 tons per day. So we have a lot of extra capacity at the agency.
Excess electricity, says Dow, will be fed back into the grid, contributing to lower rates for customers and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. As the inaugural first load of food scraps was released yesterday into the treatment facility's tanks, Dow cheered. He's hoping to see many more loads like this for years to come. In San Rafael, I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.